You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wiso.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. A moment ago, we heard Kylene Downs. She and the full band are going to be playing at GemFest 2018. That's coming up October 13th at the Yellow Cab. Lots of familiar voices going to be there. We'll give you the full lineup here in just a moment. But first, we're going to hear live music from some returning guests who are also going to be performing at GemFest. So happy to have them back in the studio. We were trying to figure out how many years ago it was that they first graced the airwaves here on Kaleidoscope. We think it was about 8. So happy to have them as a longstanding part of our musical history here. They've got the full band tonight, all three. They've got some big sounds for you. So we're going to hear some live music from A Shade of Red. Take it away, you guys. It's A Shade of Red live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome back. It's so great to have you all back in the studio.
Thank you for having us back here. We are very, very thrilled. I liked reminiscing a little bit before we got started about the old room that was about 5x5.
And yeah. The room you're in now is approximately probably 10 times as large as the room we had in the old building.
It's big.
It's at least three times as big.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, it's, you guys were on Kaleidoscope very, very early on, but you've been on since then a couple of times, even over here in this building, kind of acoustic style. What has the band been up to as of late, this year so far?
So far this year, we have focusing on trying to write another record. So we did a small demo that was, I guess, the third release, and now we're looking to do a full release. Hopefully, by this time next year, it should be out.
Yeah, we were scaling back on live performances, which is always a little bit of a regret because we like playing with our friends so much around town. But it was necessary for us to focus on new material to really, be able to have a session where we could just jam and be messy and play stuff that we'd never played before and see what happens. And Alex records all of our rehearsals and practices so we can build from there. And it was really necessary to have that flexibility rather than crunch time for the next show.
Right.
And the three of you have been playing together. This incarnation of the band has been together for quite a few years now. How do you think that, that relationship has grown and influenced the music?
It's horrible. We want him out of the band. He just never leaves. We're like, we'll try to throw him off and say band practice on Tuesday, and we jam on Thursday, and he shows up either way. So I guess we can't get rid of him now. It's been the greatest thing ever. Absolutely.
It has been,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we all have a great love for each other. So when we get to jam and play music, it's pretty phenomenal stuff.
And I can hear the influence of all three of you now, especially in the song we just heard. I hear that sort of core of Sean and Georgia, what you guys have been doing all along. And then I heard a little bit of Alex in there too.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Knowing
some
of your prior projects and some of your influences. Have you found that as you're hashing stuff out and getting messy with the songwriting and all that, you're really sort of bringing in kind of everybody's, musical toolkit into this new material?
I hope so. I certainly hope so. I think I really get a kick out of hearing new artists where they throw in a drum solo or a bass solo, or they allow themselves to get a little bit messy from that standard formula. The standard formula is there because it's really easy to listen to and it's lovely to listen to. But I really get a kick out of hearing something outside of that. So, we'll be messing with the song and Alex is doing some tasty riff and say, well, why don't we just back off a little bit and let him do that and let Sean, bang around on the drums for a little while if he's got some awesome riff down or some cool beat. And it's exciting to get outside of that formula. And I know personally playing with these guys, I feel completely free to do that. And they have good musical taste in order to go from there.
It definitely takes away from the pressure of trying to fill in so much space now that Alex does it. So now that we can back off and listen a little bit mm-hmm. to each other, and everyone gets to do a little bit of what they want to do, and then we just kind of make it a burrito, and it sounds good.
Alex is being bashful right now. He's not a.
Would you like for me to speak for you, Alex?
There's always one quiet one. It's all good. We're talking to A Shade of Red, new music coming hopefully next year. That's mm-hmm. exciting to hear. We will certainly look forward to a new full length. Do you guys think you're gonna go into a studio or do that on your own, or have you decided yet?
Well, that's a funny question.
So we have talked about this extensively, and there's a couple places around town that we've definitely narrowed it down to as possibilities. Hopefully we can get in there and see how the studios actually, how they work. Sean and I have recorded so many different methods. You know, we've done the live way. We've done it in the basement. We've been to a professional studio.
All analog was the last one, which is great, but it takes a long time.
Well, Charlie Skira did the EP that we did, and he did it in his house. I absolutely love what he did with that one. Yeah.
So it's like you could go any way, since you've done it so many different ways. It sounds like you have kind of, you know, many opportunities before you.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back on the records, and I know sometimes you're your own worst critic, but the ones that I really appreciate are the ones where we recorded the guts of the music live, and then you just go in there, and usually you'll overdub the lyrics just because it's difficult to capture good vocal quality live. But my favorite recordings are the ones where what's on the record is us just playing in a room together, and then that's that. Even if it's not considered absolutely flawless, it's flawless to me because it captures the passion of us playing together.
And that's tough to overdub the cowbell. but I want the song to have like a hi-hat, a ride, and a cowbell all at once.
You haven't played the cowbell in years. You used to have a wood block and a cowbell, and then you retired it.
I remember all of that, yeah.
When you start gigging, you learn how to simplify real fast when you got to get on and off stage quickly. So it definitely scaled down from when I thought, it's going to be a big, huge rock drummer and have all this huge kit. And like now I'm like, yeah, smaller the better.
Well, you know, speaking of recording methods, Alex has got a buddy, Cyrus, that plays for Black Sire, and he's been doing scratch tracks for us in his basement, and that has been invaluable to be able to listen, and he's just a pleasure to work with. He just kind of puts you in a room. He lets you play. He's just like this phantom voice in the back that will appear if you want him to, but he's got great perspective on music, and that's been invaluable to listen back to how to where things are at now, and then be saying like, oh, okay.
You know he's serious when he uses a tape measure.
Wow.
Oh, here you go.
That's,
those, like, all right, this dude's got a tape measure.
Much
like,
respect for that right there.
Level.
Those drums, though, man.
It sounded really good. I was really impressed.
Yeah,
on
no kidding.
How drums can sound in someone's basement like that.
Yeah, that'll be the song on the Gym Fest, which is October 13th this year. We'll have a compilation disc again, which is one of my favorite aspects of the show. And Cyrus recorded that for us real quick, and that'll be his recording that we put on there.
Well, and that is a perfect opportunity. I want to bring Mike into the conversation to tell us a little more about Gym Fest. He's hanging out here in the Air studio with me, Mike Emmons, musician, event organizer, man about town. Welcome back to the show.
Social hero.
Well, here we are again.
Here we are again, yes. Time for another Gym Fest. How many years is it for the festival this year?
Well, I think officially it's 5, because Shade of Red started it, I think it was 5 years ago. And that wasn't even called Gym Fest. It was just a benefit show for GLSEN. Mm-hmm. And it went really well. It was a lot of fun for all of them. And I looked at all the fun they were having. I said, man, I got to get in on this.
Yeah.
So I talked with Georgia. We got a couple other people involved. And ended up with the official Gym Fest. And that was 4 years ago. We've been doing it at Yellow Cab. The big show has been at Yellow Cab for the last 4 years. And hard to believe it's coming up just a little over a week from now.
And for those who are unfamiliar, this might be their first time hearing about the festival, the sort of crux of this is always, you know, you've got this great music that's giving back to a very worthy cause in the community. GLSEN was one of the first beneficiaries. Tell us who the festival is benefiting this year.
This year it's going to be the Artemis Center. They are a center that helps women who are getting out of abusive relationships, place for them to stay. It's a very, very important role they play in our community. Unfortunately, there's no shortage of women in that position. And the more I research, you know, you see women in those situations. It's more than just the physical abuse. There's a mental and emotional abuse. They just get beat down to the point that they think there's nothing else, there's nowhere to go. And almost as if in their mind they're telling themselves they deserve what is happening. And Artemis Center gives them a place to go, a safe place for them and their kids a lot of times. And we're just really, really excited to be able to just play some role in helping them do this absolutely necessary service in our community.
And Mike, both for you and for A Shade of Red, as all musicians in the house, what is it like for all of you to, you know, be able to, you know, do this thing that is very fun and artistically fulfilling, but that's also really helping to support a very necessary and necessary organization and a worthy cause in our community? What's that like to sort of put your music forth toward that effort?
I'll let Georgia answer this one first, and I'll jump in after that. I don't want to dominate the conversation here.
Oh, no, please, go for it. Lately, I've been talking about it with a lot of folks that I've been talking to. I'd never heard of Gem Fest and getting them on to the idea. And a lot of the bands that are playing or have played for us in the past, I don't know want to necessarily say just this year, are not always sought after as benefit material, not because they're not solid bands, but it's usually comes down to family friendly kind of atmospheres. You know, like everybody who's on the bill this year, man, we love to rock. We love to rock and we love adult time and we like to just have a really good time and play loud rock music and just really get into it. And I think everybody who's playing, all the bands are familiar with each other. We all support each other extensively. But these are not always the genres that are first reached out to for these kinds of events. It just comes down to what people are looking for. And so since Mike and I are running the event ourselves, you know, we can reach out to whomever we like, which is kind of where it started. And I wanted to give bands that aren't usually sought after an opportunity to give back to their community. Because as rough as these guys sound and sometimes look, you know, to somebody who's not familiar with the Dayton scene, these guys are like teddy bears. These yeah. guys are awesome. And they love their community and they love to support each other. And this is a venue for them to get in there and be their rock star selves, but also to give back to a worthy cause. Because all of the people playing have humongous hearts. And I wanted to give them an opportunity to get in on some of that.
That's great. That's great. And likewise for the audiences, too. I think sometimes the harder rock audiences can get a little pigeonholed and don't necessarily also have the opportunity to, you know, find an event, you know, sort of where their ears and their hearts are, you know, kind of intersecting. So really, really nice to see that representation there. And to go for such a great organization, Artemis Center, really well respected, doing great, great work in our community. Tell us a little bit about some of the other bands. Georgia, you mentioned, you know, we've got some rockers on the bill, plenty of Kaleidoscope alumni on mm-hmm. the bill. Who all are we going to see, Mike and Georgia, at this show?
Well, we got some heavy duty rockers in the form of Stella's Demise, which are probably, I mean, I hear nowadays that they play in Drop C. And if you play in Drop C, then you know that
That's solid rock right there.
You know, they're taking names. They're sounding great.
They're taking names, absolutely. You know, and strike a line through it. I mean, these guys are just fantastic. And then we got Motel Faces, which is actually from Cincinnati, but I feel like Dayton has adopted them. I don't know. I mean, they've played up here so much, and we love them so much. And those guys, man, they can rock and roll, gritty, dirty. Love them so much as well.
And also, we've got for the first year, we've got Scarecrow Sideshow, mm-hmm. and man, they are phenomenal. I mean, they got a great look, great sound,
brand new album that's excellent.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're rocking. Then we've got Kylene Downs, obviously a national treasure. I mean, we
absolutely.
Know Kylene alone is worth coming out to see Gem Fest. let's see who else we got. Death by Fetish is going to be there with we got Joe Suarez, the new. I was going to say second guitarist, but I guess he's really the first guitarist. I think I'm bumped down to second guitarist status now, but I've got better guitar faces than he does.
So. That
matters.
It is.
A pleasure of getting a sneak peek as to some of their new sound and. Oh, man, that is some gritty stuff. That gave me chills. I liked it.
As the 80s told us, it's not how good you play rock and roll. It's just how good you look doing it.
Exactly. That's the key to my success. But then we've got, let's see, Evil Eye Gypsy, my other band, will actually be kicking the show off. And this will actually be the first time that Shade of Red and Gypsy have played the actual main show in quite a few years. We've been mm-hmm. playing the feeder shows here, making room for other bands. And so, yeah, we'll be back making some noise at the Yellow Cab. We've got, like I said, Kylene Downs. See who else, Georgia? Who else we got?
I think it's just the sick band, the six bands there. Yeah. In past years, we've gone with more, and you know, there's pros and cons to packing the bill and leaving a little bit more wiggle room. I think a little more wiggle room is nice, and also gives the bands to play a couple extra tracks, and that's always enjoyable.
Well, and with such a stellar lineup, it's like, you know, these six are going to be, you're going to want to stay for the whole set, the whole time for each and every one of these bands. It's going to be quite the evening. We're talking Gem Fest. It's October 13th at the Yellow Cab. Proceeds are benefiting the Artemis Center, doing great work as advocates for women and families experiencing domestic violence. Really a necessary organization in our community. Is there anything else folks need to know before they plan to come out October 13th and spend the evening with you all?
I'd like to give a shout out to the besides Gem Fest, the main show, we do feeder shows that help to support, to raise the funds to do the CD and all this. Blind Bob's, mm-hmm. they let us in, and Brandon Hawk was awesome, and he says we can come back again next year, which is awesome, because Bob's is it's a premier venue, you know, so to be able to get in there with such a great cause, that was fantastic. We've had Oscar has opened up their doors to us again. And we had a lot of bands that played those opening shows. McGuff and the Dumpster Fires, Founding Fathers, Motel Faces, A-Sides, B-Sides, Burn the Dead. Mm-hmm. It was their first year.
They were a new one.
And we're going to have to definitely get them on the Big Gem Fest next year. They were fantastic. Far From Eden. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a staple of the local scene.
Yeah. Another great newer album.
And their song... I was the one to put the CD together as far as the order of the songs, and I listened to the Far From Eden song. It's like you just can't follow with anything.
So, like, well, that's it.
they're going to be closing the CD.
Nice.
And it doesn't get any better than that. So I just want to give a shout out to all of them. And then also, she can't be here tonight because she is pregnant with twins, but Wendy Campbell has been a big part of putting everything together. And she's got the food coming. It's going to be Rapping and Rolling.
Oh, nice.
Food truck will be at the Yellow Cab. And the Yellow Cab is in – the show starts at 7, but the Yellow Cab's encouraging everybody to get there about 5:30, grab some food.
Perfect.
Fill your stomach, then get ready to rock out with the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
Make a night of it. Get your food covered, get your dinner, and then get ready to rock out.
Exactly.
Sounds perfect to me. And if folks want to keep tabs on the sort of continued events throughout the year circling Gem Fest, we've already got a link up on facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio for the festival proper. But where should they connect to sort of keep tabs on the year-round activities?
Musicians for Unity is the parent of Gem Fest. And that's been the umbrella that everything else has happened under. And that's probably the best place to go. You can find it on Facebook. It's just Musicians for Unity. And even if you just go to the Gem Fest 2018, you can find the link back to Musicians for Unity. So that's probably the best place to keep tabs on what we do throughout the year.
Perfect. And we'll get that link up on facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. The link to Gem Fest, the lineup, all the information is there already. It's October 13th at the Yellow Cab. You're going to want to be there. And we're going to give you some more of a musical taste of Gem Fest with A Shade of Red. What do you think, guys? Shall we do some more live ones?
All right, let's do it.
All right. We've got A Shade of Red in the house. They are performing at Gem Fest 2018. That's October 13th at the Yellow Cab. And while these guys are getting ready, Mike, thank you so much for hipping us to this festival. And we look forward to hearing some new stuff from your bands coming soon as well.
All right. Well, thank you.
My pleasure. And we've got A Shade of Red getting ready to grace us with some more live music. Mark your calendars for GemFest 2018. That's October 13th at the Yellow Cab. All the details and ways to connect with A Shade of Red and Musicians for Unity, the group that is putting on GemFest and all of its subsequent events. That's all at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But don't go wandering off to the internet just yet. A Shade of Red has more live music for you. Take it away, you guys.
Thank you.
It's A Shade of Red live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out October 13th at the Yellow Cab. They're performing as part of Gem Fest. A whole slew of awesome local bands are going to be performing that night, including Kylene Downs, Death by Fetish, Evil Eye Gypsy, and many, many more. Stella's Demise is going to be there as well, along with Scarecrow Sideshow, who we're going to hear in just a moment. Proceeds benefit the Artemis Center, and we've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, connect with GemFest, with Musicians for Unity, who's putting on that event, and connect with A Shade of Red. And we will look forward to a new album from you guys perhaps sometime as we head into the warmer months of 2019, yeah?
We hope so. Thank you so much for having us on here.
My pleasure. Thank you guys so much. It was so great having you back in the studio. Check out A Shade of Red and check out GemFest. All the info at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Let's take a listen to the latest from Scarecrow Sideshow. They're going to be playing GemFest, and their new album is called An Exit Strategy. Here's Mystic Mama.